This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So to see students take everything that they've learned throughout these 2 years and then put that on display, essentially, in multiple ways with the fashion show and the exhibition is really amazing to see. Part of my goal in this program for Kirkwood is that I want my students to be well prepared for industry. It is tough. It is competitive out there. So everything that I can do to possibly support my students and make them prepared for their jobs and their ability to not only have skills, but be able to pivot, that way they basically ensure their future.
Voices with value. Stories with soul. Tools for transformation. This is Innovation Insights. Innovate so you do not stagnate.
Welcome to another episode of Innovation Insights, where we dive deep into the minds shaping the future of industries through innovation, creativity, and groundbreaking research. We believe that innovation happens in all aspects of life. I am your host, Dr. Yolanda Sanders. In this episode, we are celebrating Flourish, the annual student-led fashion show at Kirkwood Community College in Iowa. It is a showcase that embodies creativity, collaboration, and the spirit of emerging talent. This year's event is more than just a runway. It is a statement about growth, sustainability, and the bold futures these students are designing. Joining me are four guests who brought Flourish to life. Dr. Alicia Stanley, Professor of Apparel Merchandising and Design at Kirkwood Community College in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and a mentor who guides students from concept to catwalk as their advising faculty and exhibition coordinator, and students Stacey Menard, Fashion Show Director, Samantha Zaruba, Fashion Show Director, and Emma Newhouse, Model Coordinator. Together, we explore the process of producing a fashion show from the ground up, design inspiration, technical execution, creative breakthroughs, and the importance of hands-on learning in shaping the next generation of fashion professionals. Whether you are a student, an educator, or simply someone passionate about innovation and design, this episode will inspire you to flourish in your own field. Let us step behind the scenes of Flourish and into the minds of those who made it happen. Welcome to the Innovation Insights podcast. I'm so happy to have your team here. You're just off of your fashion show, aren't you? Last week it was?
Yes, we had our fashion show on Sunday, May the 4th.
Wonderful.
We're now in recovery mode, so very excited to have our big annual fashion show and exhibition as well.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Dr. Stanley or Alicia, would you tell us a little bit about the history of the fashion show there at Kirkwood Community College?
So historically, the fashion show here at Kirkwood has worked with the local community, predominantly retailers. The program here at Kirkwood was historically a merchandising program. And ever since I've come here in fall of 2017, I've worked to redevelop the program, to revamp it. My background is in both merchandising and design. Per the request of students, as well as my background, I worked to reshape the program because I really would love for students to be well-rounded, be able to respond to the market's needs, and also to be adaptable, because in fashion, we're constantly having to pivot, we're having to respond to what is going on. And so no matter what change comes, I want my students to be able to be prepared to respond to that and to be able to pivot if necessary, whether it's their job, their ability to be creative in industry. And so I've really worked to shape the program in such a way that students have multiple skills and that they can apply that into the fashion industry. So over time, the program has now become pretty balanced as far as merchandising and design is concerned. And that has also influenced our fashion show and our exhibition. When I first came to Kirkwood, our fashion show had a very tiny student section. I believe we had maybe 10 to 12 student designs that year, and they were mainly upcycled. Our retailers were our predominant partners and made up the majority of our show. So over time, that has shifted, and students now know how to sew. Some of them even do some draping and pattern making as well in order to create their garments that they showcase in both the fashion show and exhibition.
Oh, thank you for that background. And I do have to say that to our audience, I've known Alicia for quite a while, worked with her during her doctoral program at Iowa State. And I've been so proud of the work that she's done at Kirkwood and really expanding the offerings of the program to meet the needs of the students and making them more employable upon graduation or to be able to transfer to a four-year program. So proud of you.
Thank you.
Okay, so what inspired the theme Flourish? Who wants to take that question? Yeah, Flourish was the theme for this year's fashion show, right?
So with Flourish, okay, let me back up. So the system that we used to come up with a theme was just all of us sitting around throwing out like concepts of like what would be a good overall theme for a fashion show, because we do photo shoots throughout the program entirely. Like each semester we'll have so many photo shoots we have to do. And it was the same concept as far as coming up with a theme. So we all got to put our input in and we got to just go back and forth, which was really productive as far as like coming up with ideas. But I think what like led us to Flourish was the fact that the last 3 years they had, minus last year, the 2 years before, they had almost, I don't know, coinciding themes. It felt, what was it, Harmony and then, no, the one before that. Harmony and...
The one before Harmony? Mm-hmm. Candyland was the last one that we had before.
Nevertheless. We wanted to continue almost like a upscaled fashion show, something that like sent a very strong message. And so the original idea was growth. We wanted to show everything that falls under the umbrella of the word growth, whether that be like us as people, our skills, relationships. And I think as we like fine tuned it, we realized what's something that portrays growth as like a physical item. And we were like, nature, plants, no, everything. So we were like really stuck on like the nature, whimsical, I don't know how to describe it, like just magical nature sense is how I would put that. And with that, we were like, we need a better name than growth. Let's be specific here. So we were like, flourishing is another word for growing. Flourish, what a good name. And then we just plan the color palette around, again, that nature, but whimsicalness. So we have the gold and the greens and all of that.
It is a fabulous theme because it's positive, like it says growth, you know, who doesn't want to flourish?
Right.
I love it. So tell us, fashion shows oftentimes, I mean, they're glamorous. They are a lot of fun to watch, to participate in, but they're a lot of work too. Who wants to talk to us about the process of planning the show?
Planning was definitely tricky, mainly because our class is very small this year. And so it took a lot of people doing multiple jobs throughout the semester, a lot of all-nighters staying up late. I guess planning it, we had to go from like day of show and then plan backwards of what really needs done first. And I think it was an oversight, but I almost think tickets should have been done like the first thing. I think a lot of it, just, I don't know, moving backwards.
I feel like Kirkwood still understanding us as a program.
So as far as the planning of the show, like I said, Kirkwood is still understanding us as a program. So we do have to give them grace with that. Even though we're going on 8 years, Dr. Stanley being here and building up, it feels like almost this year is when they decided to be like, you guys are doing a fashion show. We want to be a part of that. Still though, they have their tunnels and whatnot that they have to go through and actual, like, but I think that like all the nights we spent up here, like working on paperwork, exhibition, especially, we had a lot of backtracking of like, oh man, this should have gotten done earlier. But I mean, I feel like that could go for anything.
Absolutely. It's project management and you're learning that, which is really, really good, which is so valuable.
Which going into especially the fashion show, we all expected to have it be like super project heavy, but to learn the management skills that we needed was like a whole nother ballpark. You can't do one thing without the other.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Well, Emma, I want to ask you a question. So for you, what was one of the most rewarding moments of the fashion show?
I would say probably the most rewarding was when backstage, when it was like the designer lineup had just finished and they were about to do the parade. And we like, me and Sam were back there. Stacy was sending models out, but we were just there and had the realization like, oh, it's finally, we did it. Like all everything that we had been talking about for since we started the program till now, we like finally knew that we're good to go. I guess, and the stress was definitely gone.
If you could feel it physically being lifted.
Oh, I'm choked. Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to cry. And then literally, like Emma was saying, as soon as we were done, tears. I was like, it's over. Brandy, this. Yeah.
Moments. It was that last paragraph. Thank you guys for joining. I was like, oh my God, it's over. 2 years of our lives is just, like we're done.
It's so loud.
He was like, safety, don't
cry. Oh, I'm a crier. It was definitely nice to be over with. And then I think for the rest of the week, I think I just slept.
Wait,
I got all my sleep back. I felt my skin heal.
I feel like I'm still catching up on all the sleep.
My hair is right back to not dry. It's nice. No, but it was definitely rewarding. Like, I definitely had to get out of my comfort zone a lot. Like, I don't like talking in front of people. This is a good example, but it took a lot for me to go up on stage and talk to people. It took a lot for me to direct and give instructions because usually I'm not in charge. So having people talk to me or ask questions, I was like, oh, I have to tell them what to do. I'm in charge.
I think that's a good point. Is like, what makes the show so great as well is like, it's all of our like friends and family and our peers coming to support us, which I think makes it a lot easier too. Obviously, there's still pressure, but I think that also added to the fact we could feel the relief as soon as we were done. We're like, we could just be for real right now. Like, that was a lot of work and we just got done with that.
That was the thing we did.
And having your family and friends there to support you too was so important.
No, absolutely.
I don't know what I would have given my mom. She was like, she was such a real one. She showed up an hour early for me so she could drop off the last couple things that I had forgotten. In the heat of the moment that morning, I was like, oh no, I forgot my strapless bra. She was able to like, and I know Stacy's mom as well, was very supportive. She doesn't care who you're, if you're not my kid, that's fine. She's, I'm still here to support you guys. She was like talking to us backstage before the show, and she was like, you guys are going to do great. This is going to be the best thing ever. So proud of you guys. And I feel like without the support of family, like something like this would have been tremendously
hard. She made too.
She's full of jokes, but Stacy's family, especially, not only was Stacy like the director as well as almost, she had a part in every other job that went into the show, but like her family really stepped up. They said, oh, you only have 3 people and then your professor helping you guys this year. So she brought 4, 5 people.
It was all hands on deck day. It was my boyfriend, my mom's boyfriend, my sister, her boyfriend, my grandma. It was all hands on deck that day. It was my sister and her boyfriend and another friend were just in charge of steam rooms. Emma was in charge of the fitting rooms and models, helping them. And
Emma was a rope car.
Emma stepped it up. She did a really good job. I'm not going to lie, we had a teammate let us down. And if it wasn't for Emma stepping up and taking control of the fitting rooms, it would have been worse. It would have been a planet show that day. So it was definitely Emma hard someday.
Good job, Emma.
I feel like on show day, like you always hear it's stressful and everything. Like we had been hearing about this for 2 years, but we never like had been in the moment experiencing it. And until that day, like I was always stressed, but I never was like,
this podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Like, truly, it's like a make or break moment, I think is the phrase to use. Well, if this stuff doesn't get done or this isn't in the correct order, things like that, we're not going to have a show. And especially like when it comes to clothes, like that's arguably the most important.
We don't have clothes going out on those models. It's going to be a bigger deal. We might get more attention though, which would have been probably not the way we would have wanted.
I don't think that attention we would have wanted.
Like we did the show without look sheets or fit sheet, which I feel like is arguably unheard of when it comes to a fashion show.
No. There's been shows.
Yeah, okay. Well, then I may be wrong to have them.
Well, you feel that we got like a taste of the real deal.
Yeah.
Fashion showed out.
How do you feel participating in this show will impact you going forward as you look for jobs, start your careers, continue education? What impact will this have on you?
I feel like from the start of it, like I really enjoyed the whole experience of the fashion show aspect and all that. So I definitely would want to get more involved with things like that coming forward as a career. I would definitely be interested in. But I think the biggest thing that is going to help us in any career is like the skills that we learned, especially when it comes to like problem solving and delegating, like in the sense of this is what's most important, this is what needs to get done, this is also important, but that has to hold off for a little bit. And then somehow it just all gets done. Very, very like stressful, but it all gets done, which is what matters.
I feel especially, like you said, like going into the job field, like I feel like my biggest thing is with interviews. Like I used to do robotics when I was in high school and I was the captain, team captain for 2 years. And that sort of delegating is completely different than this sort of delegating. Like having to do it on such a mass scale, I feel like is going to take us so far in the future as far as we have the skills now to not necessarily, but clean up after other people's messes, take care of ourselves. We can now, like we talked about, the project management is huge. I still have a few classes to finish up next semester, and I'm like, go on. It's going to be so nice.
I love it.
Yes, not just project management, but learning how to divot when a situation happens. Especially for our photo shoot. We were trying to do our promotion shoot, but then all of winter decided to just happen on one day. It was like ice storm, or it was just nasty out. It was all of snow from December, just in January in that one day.
Yep.
And we had to learn to pivot from that. And that whole week was busy because we weren't just doing promotions. We were doing sustainability shoots and
everything else.
We had to get ready for, I think, was it model tryouts coming up?
Yeah, model auditions were coming up.
There was a lot of things. So we definitely had to learn when we had to change certain schedules. We still had those deadlines. We had to meet, especially with the finale gown. Me and Sam had a lot of late nights trying to get that done because we had a specific deadline that we could not go past because we had so much other stuff we had to do. Because right after that week, we had fittings. And so it was just a lot of learning how to get things done, reach those deadlines, even if you had to just cry. I get right back to it.
I'm glad it was referral up for room.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So you not only produced the show, but you also designed garments that were in the show too. That's a lot.
That was a lot of fun, especially because going into this program, I wanted to do costume design more, be self-employed. And I think I still want to do that. And I think being in this program, especially in show, I've learned how to wear multiple hats, and that's something that's really good if I wanted to be self-employed, because that's going to be a lot of work on me making sure that I reach those deadlines and those goals. Because if I don't have those and I don't force myself to meet these strict deadlines, it's going to be really difficult to be self-employed and to, I guess, be my own boss, work for others, make others and other garments and all that kind of stuff.
Makes sense. Oh. Wow, I know one thing I wanted to ask was, so how many students participated? How many students were designers? How many students were in the team that put the show together and produced it? How many people were models?
Will,
you are looking at
we started the class with five, and then one dropped out, then the other one
was there.
She silently quit. I think she realized it's too much. And it was sad, but it is what it is. But it was just us three. And then we also had our first years too, who were amazing. They modeled for us.
Delaney, she helped with the lights and the sound.
Staging.
You did a great job. A lot of the first years they'd be like, we see you guys struggling. We might not fully understand it yet, but like, where can we help you guys? So we had two models. It was just Gabriella and mm-hmm. Sam.
Two models for the whole show. You know,
three models. We had 28 models for the entire show. And then we have us, like I said, it was just the four of us, including Dr. Stanley, that I would say put the show together. We had a great like facility with some professors that helped us as well, who actually were models.
Good.
And yeah, so we had
a great time too.
So we had a very small team, models included this year.
How many looks were in this show?
Over at Lenzu.
A retailer.
About
99 retailers.
And retailers? Yeah, 99 retailer looks. I think it was 9 children's looks. And then designer was somewhere like
we had 25. Enough for each.
I think we had close to 30 designers, give or take.
Yeah, it's a big show. That's quite a few looks.
Good. It did not feel like a big show. We were like, it's over already.
Sometimes fashion shows drag on longer than they should. So having it succinct and yeah, that is always good. What you may not know about my background is that I have produced shows for years. So I used to produce them at Colorado State. I was a student producer of shows and then a faculty producer for a few years. And I left, did my PhD, came back, did some more. And I've done some for industry too. I worked for a manufacturer in Denver, and I did their shows for the Western retail market that's held in Denver. I have true appreciation for all of the work and what you're describing to me. Four of you, that's a big show. That is a big show. That's so exciting. Wow.
Well, that's nice that we can have this conversation and you like fully understand. You're like, girl, I've been there.
I have. I've had models quit. And yeah, I said, oh, we didn't have any line sheets and things. Yeah. I've seen it all. Probably not, but I don't want to see the rest of it. So what's next for everyone? Oh, another question I have. How many people attended the show?
It was over 150.
See, that's a good size show. That's great.
Obviously, we always hope for a sellout, but I feel like 400 seats with the small team that we had was...
Well, you know, that's something to grow to. Yeah, it will happen. It will happen. It will.
I have a lot of faith in this next year's group. I mean, they're already doing phenomenal work. I'm very excited for them. They're going to do a great job. And obviously, I don't know them, but I know I'm going to come back and watch, like, I want to see what they do.
That'll be good. That'll be good. I think Dr. Stanley had mentioned during the advisory council meeting that there's some new curriculum around to help support the show. So yeah, you guys are just growing in the right direction. That's really good. I want to ask each of you, what's next for you after you finish this academic year?
Like I said, I have a few more classes to finish up at Kirkwood. So I will be, at this point, I'll be looking for a job that more aligns with the degree as far as like probably retail clothing, just for the time being. And then I hope to continue my education at Iowa State.
Okay.
That's as far as I've been.
That's good. That's good. Emma, how about you?
So in about 2 weeks, I'll go to Miami Swim Week with Parisio. I'm glad I said that, but Parisio. And then, so that's like my big thing coming up. But then this next year, I'll be doing online school. And then June 2026, I'll move to Arizona and study fashion at ASU.
That's good. Exciting.
Well,
Stacy.
I still have that hope to do costume design. I don't know if I want to make costumes for others, because everything I've heard about that just not sounds fun, but I still want to go into that costume design aspect. But as of right now, I guess continue with the job I have and hopefully look for something in my degree
that I enjoy.
Oh, good. Make sure that you look up our podcast episode with Dr. Sarah Jablin Roberts. She has taught costume design, and she actually worked on The Lion King. And then her dissertation was on interviewing costume designers for Broadway. So she interviewed 16 costume designers. So she talks about that on the podcast episode. Yeah. So, yeah, great area. Oh, my goodness. Dr. Stanley, just a question for you about, for you as an educator, what does it mean to provide experiences like this for your students and at the community college level, too? Because that's rare.
Well, working with this particular group of students has been incredibly rewarding this year. So this particular group of students, it was amazing for me to be able to go into the classroom and say, here's the concepts that we're learning for today regarding the fashion show and the exhibition. And a few times I was caught by surprise because they're like, we really want to do well. We want to be prepared. And they would say, can we get more training? Can we ask you more questions? We know you're busy, but we have a question about this particular issue that's arisen. We want to be sure that we're, for example, with model training day, they wanted to ensure that they were respectful of all of their models and conscious about the fact that some of our models are models with disabilities. We try to work with them. And we know that not everyone, that their body will cooperate in ways that your typical couture runway model is expected to hold, like their posture and the timing of their walk and these various things that are industry standards. We do have one model, for example, that had scoliosis. And so students were aware of that fact and were very considerate of each one of the models and very encouraging. And then would sometimes step aside and come to me and be like, did we handle this correctly? Are we being respectful? Like, we just want to be sure that we are giving models the training that they need, but then we're also handling this in the right way. And so I just expressed to this group that it's really important from my perspective, what I've learned along the way, being honest and transparent. You don't have to know everything. You don't have to have every experience under your belt. But if you're just honest about things and you're like, hey, I've done my best, I've done my research, I'm trying to handle this situation to the best of my ability, I'm trying to be an expert, although I'm not quite there yet. I just watched this group of students and it was just amazing to see how they handled every single aspect and continued to push themselves and to learn and to grow. And yes, there were times when, gosh, even I was so stressed. There was sometimes, but I'm like, you know what? We are all in this together. We are going to succeed together or we're all going down together. One or the other. Yeah, there were many times where we were up here late into the wee hours of the morning. We were encouraging each other. I think I personally ate my weight in cotton candy. We're going to talk about all of the stress eating that we did this semester. But yeah, I'm very proud of this group of students. And it's just rewarding to see particularly students that do want to learn everything that they possibly can and literally just soak up everything and then take that information and actually just run with it, put it into motion, but then yet still step back and say, oh, well, I recognize that we did this particular thing. Our run through rehearsal went well. Yeah, it was a little bit messy here and there, but I think we did really well. Here's what we need to do in order to prepare for our upcoming dress rehearsal. Here's what we need to do to prepare for our retailer fittings. And so it was just really great to see how students took what they learned and used that information, but then were constantly looking at what they did well and then what they could continue to improve. And then also taking these skills and considering how that they can apply this in the future for their industry job. So that idea of transferable skills. So you didn't just learn about fashion here at Kirkwood. You learned about so many other things, time management and project management, problem solving, empathy, respect for others. There's just so much, so many things that I'm so proud of this group of students as far as their learning. And as an educator, it's just very rewarding and gives me a reason to look forward to coming to class and teaching students because they're here, they're willing to learn and take what they've learned and apply that information in ways that will benefit them in the future too.
Wonderful. Oh, and the community college level to have this experience. What are your thoughts about that? Some people don't realize this, but I graduated from a community college many years ago, but I did my first 2 years there with the plan to go to Colorado State after finishing the community college. And I would have just been in heaven to have had this opportunity. So for community college students to have this rare opportunity, what are your thoughts about that?
It's not easy, that is for sure. I think to see what students learn in 2 years and what they end up producing at the end of their final year in the spring semester is honestly mind-blowing. As I believe it was Emma that said, we've been warned for 2 years about this whole process and what it's going to be like, and you don't really know until you're in it. And So to see students take everything that they've learned throughout these 2 years and then put that on display, essentially, in multiple ways with the fashion show and the exhibition is really amazing to see. My part of my goal in this program for Kirkwood is that I want my students to be well prepared for industry. It is tough. It is competitive out there. So everything that I can do to possibly support my students and make them prepared for their jobs and their ability to not only have skills, but be able to pivot, that way they basically ensure their future. So it's not always easy. Sometimes I do get a little stressed and I'm just like, oh my God, like we're doing all this in 2 years, but it's just always at the end of the 2 years, very rewarding to see students and everything that they've learned. Because sometimes when you're teaching, you're like, are they really getting it? And sometimes it manifests in their assignments and their projects, but then to produce something at the level of a fashion show and exhibition that showcases not only their work, but also we pull in the work of the first year students have opportunities to showcase their learning as well. And particularly with the group of students, to see them support their first year peers and say, hey, y'all's turn is going to be coming up. This is something that you want to do and you really should have a part in. That's also really nice to have them support each other.
Oh, thank you for your contributions. It's really wonderful. And again, rare for a community college to have such a strong program and opportunities for students. The last question that I ask every guest that comes on to Innovation Insights is, how do you define innovation? And so we really love to get your personal definitions of innovation. So who would like to start?
Now, Emma's going to start.
I would say innovations, like the way that you're creatively problem solving in a way, coming up with new ideas. Honestly, ties in the whole flourish theme. So that's growth. But yeah. But touch of creativity.
That's a great definition. Yay. Good job. Who would like to go next?
When I think of innovation personally, I think of the ability to adapt and be perpetually creative. And sometimes we feel like we're stuck when it comes to creativity. And one of the tools that I've learned about, particularly teaching the fashion design class where students learn about fashion illustration, and I also teach them this in visual merchandising, is the scamper method. What can you change? What can you rearrange? How can you modify? So what are those things that you can do so that you can continue to innovate and continue to be creative? So that is what I think about creativity, just being able to adapt so that you can continue to be creative.
I love it. Love it. That's great. Thank you.
Obviously, there is always a standard definition of innovation, just like the very base, like new and creative. But I feel like innovation can be anything. Like Dr. Stanley was saying, there's always something you can do to change it. Everything out there has been done before. But what can you do to make it your own and make it something that nobody's ever seen? I feel like innovation to me is like exactly that. Just taking something used and creating something new.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Good job.
Thank you.
I have to agree. It really is all about creativity, and that's the best thing that you can have in a fashion show is to be as creative as you can, especially in that designer section. Like, it's really our last hurrah. Like, this is what developed our skills into, is to making clothes, making beauty and fashion, and it was so much fun. And that's really, yeah, innovation, all about creativity. What you can show off, what you can do, really just prove
what your skills are and just like the best that you can be.
I love it. I love it. Oh my goodness. Oh, thank you all for being here and being on the Innovation Insights podcast. It really has just been a delight to get to know you a little bit more, to hear your journey at Kirkwood, and then just really the very essence of what it means to flourish. And you, all four of you, are examples of that in both your craft and your character. So to our audience, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with fellow educators, students, creatives, and of course, innovators. Remember to subscribe to the Innovation Insights podcast for more discussions like this, and join us next time as we continue to explore the intersections of innovation, education, leadership, and business. Thank you for tuning in. Keep innovating, keep dreaming, and keep making a difference.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,